Olivia and Domenica are at the center of all the drama in MAFS this week. Olivia did not hold back on last night's episode and really went for the jugular with Dom. We've got her and her husband Jackson on the line right now. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, how you going?
We're great. How did you feel watching last night's episode? Any regrets? Do you wish you'd handled things differently?
Look, I don't like the sound of my voice when I yell. I don't do it often. I wish that the only thing that I'm like, oh damn, like regret that. Not so much the yelling, because I think it was like, I know for a fact that at the time it was completely warranted. But I wish that I'd stuck to my point about the swearing and the way that she speaks to people not being okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was my point, and then I just let myself get so riled up and so angry that
yeah.
when she threw out, like, oh, it's my voice, I just, like, kept going on that trajectory rather than...
Yep, stay focused. Stay focused on what you're angry about. Yeah.
Just to play devil's advocate here, Olivia, you had a go at another bride earlier on in the season, Holly.
I went to school with Holly, you
yeah.
know? Yeah, so I've got stories about Holly. They'll come out. I'm running them past the legal team.
So you had a go at her facial expressions when she was at the commitment ceremony with her husband at the time, Andrew. Why mm-hmm. is it okay for you to have an opinion in front of the group about someone else, but it's not okay for Dom to have an opinion?
Look, there was more to the Holly story. Like, it wasn't just, like, one eye roll. It was
Ooh.
Many and, like, mocking his accent and things like that.
Really? So, she was mocking his accent?
Oh, relentlessly, yeah. like, to the point where other cast members were piping up and telling her to stop.
So, Jackson, did you have a word to Andrew about how he was feeling about all of this?
Look, I only spoke to Andrew when he was in that group setting, and you don't see this, but I also said, well, let's wait for Holly. And then after asking Holly three times to hear her side of the story, she told me, she said to me, she goes, you wouldn't understand. And I was like, oh, okay, fair enough. Then I won't hear your side. So that's kind of why we got defensive when Holly was having a bit of a crack at it as well.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting. All right, well, last night, Olivia, you admitted that you have a bit of a nasty streak, and we saw that when you made comments on purpose about having the best big O, when you knew that that Dom and Jack were having sexy problems, and then you outright said you were excited to see Dom and Carolina fight, you called Dom a bully, but wouldn't you say that that's kind of like instigating and bullying as well?
I wouldn't say that I'm bullying her at all. I think I'm just calling out BS. With the whole, like, I didn't intentionally say that I had that I had great sex to get at Dom. It was just, I thought we were there for a girls' night. I thought, like, I'm like, I want to have some girls' chat.
But you knew before that, though, that the issues with Dom and Jack had to do with sexy time.
Yeah, but she always complains about that. Like, am I supposed to monitor myself for and, like, what I want to say in a group setting amongst girls and friends?
Probably.
Jesus.
They would call it tact.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes it was pot kettle black. But what about, like, the instigating the fight? Like, you literally said, me and Jackson were talking about, you know, one would be a crocodile, another one would be a shark, and I just would love to see you fight, basically.
Look, I was trying to make a joke. We were all trying to defuse the situation, and that was about 45 minutes before anything even kicked off.
Right, okay. So are you blaming the edit?
So, look, I said it. Like, you can't always blame the edit, but it's also like things aren't always as appears. Like,
you see what you wanted to see, which is kind of why you don't actually see our relationship much up until now, because you don't want... Nobody wants us to, you know, actually be like, I don't know, some type of sympathy for us.
Yeah, like, it got to the point where producers were like, what makes you guys think that you still deserve to be here? You're getting along too well.
Wow.
Really? Okay, that's some interesting goss. So they wanted you to fight more.
Yeah.
Were they like pushing and prodding, like when you guys were drinking and all that kind of stuff as well?
No, so the drinking's really monitored, so no one can really blame being drunk.
Okay.
Because, like, they really, really control that.
Yeah, they have to.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So
Which is annoying. I mean, when you just
I know, right? Well, wait, hang on. What do they do with that then? Like, are you cut off or are you only allowed a certain amount or what?
Yeah, they'll take the drinks out of your hand if you start swearing.
How many can you have? How many you put away?
Oh, look, I only ever drink like one.
Really?
You probably get four in and then they start.
I'd leave.
Okay. I'm interested to know, like, because obviously up until this point, you guys have been like the star couple because you've been getting along so well and everything. So the producers are actually asking you, like, what is it that gets you angry, trying to cause fights between you, Olivia, and the rest of the girls in the group or between you guys as a couple?
All of it.
To make better TV.
Yeah.
Probably.
That would be why. Yeah. Do you care though? I mean, you get it, right? You guys went on the show. You know what it's like.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, well, it was just a bit shocking for us as a couple getting along and happy that it was like, oh, so we've come on this show genuinely to find love, and now you guys are mad that we actually found it.
Yeah. Yeah. They want more drama.
Jackson, as a dude, do you just not want to be part of the drama? Because, like, you were just having a fun night with the boys, and you're like, oh, what is going on with the girls now?
Yeah, look, it's pretty hectic. Like, it always seems to be the girls. All us guys, we all love each other, and we all still talk to this day. Like, there's a lot of love for those boys. They're a great bunch. It's just, it's very hard when it always seems to be the girls having a crack at each other, and there's always one center of it every time. So, I mean, you can just probably do the math there who that is, and it's pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm. So has your opinion about Dom changed now that everyone knows what happened with, like, Carolina and what she did behind Dion's back? And I noticed...
So I want to read... I'd love to reiterate that. So when you saw us having looked like we were standing up for Carolina, we weren't standing up for Carolina. We think how Carolina spoke to Dion and all that was appalling. We agreed with Dom on that. What we didn't agree with is that Carolina and Dion had just been absolutely reamed by the experts while on the couch, and then they were told some constructive criticism of what to do, and then they sat down to then continue that, and then Dom started going and just went at Carolina, not in a nice way or a constructive way. She was just putting her down and kicking her when her down when she was down, and that's why we stood up and said something.
Yeah, gotcha.
It wasn't anything to do with, like, you know, thinking that Carolina was right and stuff like that. It's not what we thought at all.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your relationship with Dom like now? Because we noticed that Olivia and Dom, you guys are still following each other on Instagram. Is everything okay after this week?
No, absolutely not. We don't have a choice. They follow everybody off our Instagram account.
Oh, yeah, because they take your phone, don't they? Okay, so it looks like you're still friendly, but if you had your phone back, you'd instantly unfollow her. Block? Would you block or unfollow?
I would completely block her. Yeah. I think if there was any direct contact between the two of us, I would be absolutely appalled. It would be nothing but inappropriate.
You'd want to hope there's plastic glasses there, wouldn't you?
Oh. Whoa.
To be honest, she should have been removed from the show. Jeez. Like, last night's glass smash was dangerous. It was absolutely disgusting behaviour. The boys were told that if they so much as clenched a fist at each other, they would be removed from the show.
Mm. Okay. So, and did all of the other girls agree with you that, like, was that the general consensus that Dom shouldn't be there anymore?
I'm pretty sure. Like, I know for a fact that after the fact, when how dangerous and scary and awful it was that she smashed a glass like that. Like, Carolina had glass in her mouth. Kate said that she had glass in her eye.
Whoa,
like,
really? So are you angry at the producers for allowing her to stay then?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was...
Well, imagine if a guy did that.
Oh, mate. Yeah. Police would be called.
It'd be a completely different story, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Guys, you've given us a lot there.
A lot of insight, a lot of intel. Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
I hope you're still allowed on the show after that interview, I got to say. Thanks so much, guys.
Look,
it's
R&B Fridays. We got to.
Exactly. I love it. Thanks so much. Maths continues 7:30 tonight on 9. Olivia and Jackson. Wow, thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.